Now, this is just a little story, but the truth I'm going to tell, it does concern a butcher who in Dover town did dwell. Now this butcher was possessed of a beautiful wife, but the cobbler, he loved her as dearly as his life, singing, Father, it'll aid, oh, Father, it'll aid. Now this butcher went to market for to buy an ox, and then the little cobbler, sly as any fox, he put on his Sunday coat and caught in, he did go to the jolly butcher's wife because he loved her so, singing, Father, it'll aid, oh, Father, it'll aid. Now when the little cobbler stepped into the butcher's shop, the butcher's wife knew what he meant and bade him for to stop. Oh, said she, be my darling, have you got a job for me? The butcher's wife, the cunning, says, I'll go up and see, singing, Father, it'll aid, oh, Father, it'll aid. Now she went to the bedroom door and gave the snob a call. I have got an easy job if you have brought your all. And if you do it, workman, like some cash to you, I'll pay. Oh, thank you, said the cobbler, and began to stitch away, singing, Father, it'll aid, oh, Father, it'll aid. But as the cobbler was at work, a knock come on the door. The cobbler scrambled out of bed and laid upon the floor. Oh, said she, my darling, what will my husband say? But then she let the policeman in along with her to play, singing, Father, it'll aid, oh, Father, it'll aid. But the butcher came from market in the middle of the night. The policeman scrambled out of bed and soon got out of sight. The butcher's wife so nimbly locked the bedroom door, but in her fright she quite forgot the cobbler on the floor, singing, Father, it'll aid, oh, Father, it'll aid. But the butcher soon found out, when he lay down in bed, something here is very hard. The butcher smiled and said, she says, it is me rolling pin. The butcher, he did laugh. How came you for to roll your dough with a policeman's staff? Singing, Father, it'll aid, oh, Father, it'll aid. Now the butcher threw the truncheon underneath the bed. There he cracked the piddle pot and hit the cobbler's head. The cobbler cried out, murder, said the butcher, who are you? I am the little cobbler who goes mending ladies' shoes, singing, Father, it'll aid, oh, Father, it'll aid. If you are the little cobbler, come along with me. I'll pay you for your mending before I'm done with thee. He put him in the bullpen, the bull began to roar. The butcher laughed to see the bull roll him o'er and o'er, singing, Father, it'll aid, oh, Father, it'll aid. Now early in the morning, just as people got about, the butcher mopped his face with blood and then he turned him out. He pinned a ticket to his back and on it was the news. This cobbler to the bedroom goes, mending lady's shoes, singing, Father, it'll aid, oh, Father, it'll aid. But the people all got frightened when they saw the cobbler run. His coat and breeches were so tore, he nearly showed his bum. He rushed up to his wife and he kicked her on the floor. Says he, you brute, I'll never go out to mending any more. Singing, Father, it'll aid, oh, Father, it'll aid.
Jolly good. Well done.